This is Mark Cullivan. Today on Resource Talk Digest, I have my good friend, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. Mickey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. We both have baseball teams in first place, so I imagine you're doing pretty well, too.
I am doing well in that regard, and it's been a while. And so I'm happy to throw some jabs back and forth about who's better. And right now I'm looking at the record, and I think I got scoreboard on you right now.
Well, you do, but it's 152 games left, and I would probably take a bet that the Cardinals will finish ahead of the Dodgers. I mean, we're aiming for a 12th World Championship in 2012.
So. Hey. That's fine, and I am full agreement that a long season, but after 10 games, I'm still going to sit here and be happy. Anyway, so we're happy with our baseball teams, but I don't think either of us are too happy with the markets these days. What's your take on that?
Now, the market is what it is right now. It's a bear market in Nat Junior resource companies, pretty much driven by gold. Something on the order, I think, about 60% of the companies listed are gold companies, and there's no interest in gold equities, either miners or explorers. You can't really blame the general investing public because the performance of gold stocks over the last 5 or 6 years in this rapidly rising environment of gold prices has been abysmal. So there is risk aversion in the market. Extreme risk aversion in a major market. There's really no compelling reason that I can see to buy gold stocks at this point.
So what do you think is going to turn the tide?
I have no idea. I don't think it's going to turn anytime soon. Although that said, at some point valuations will presumably get low enough that people will take contrarian views and start to pick away at fundamentally strong companies. I think that's a viable strategy. It's just not something I'm ready to do yet because I haven't seen the bottom yet.
Well, I'm hoping for a bottom to be hit sooner than later and get the momentum changing. One of the companies that we both follow, a featured company on Resource Stock Digest and one in which I own a share position, is Mawson Resources. And they've been beat up pretty good along with the rest of the market. But they got a lot of interesting things going on, and so I want to discuss that with you. For starters, let's first talk about their flagship project called Rompus in Finland. They've finally been able to start a drill program there, a much-anticipated drill program. So what's going on with the drill?
Before we start into that, I should put in my disclaimer. I'm a shareholder of Mawson, and they are a paying sponsor of my website, so my views are obviously biased and conflicted. That said, Mawson is drilling at Rompus, just moved in a second drill rig, looking at a 3,000-meter program on a portion of the central and south zones at Rompus, and this is a small portion, something less than 10% of the strike length, is on private land, and it became easier for them to get permits on the private land to drill. Basically, they just had to reach an agreement with the landowners. So they're drilling 500 meters of a total strike length of 6,000 meters, 6 kilometers. They've completed at this point 11 shallow holes at 100 meters nominal depth. They have hit exactly what I saw on the surface when I was there about 10 months ago, carbonate actinolite vein skarns, and it's encouraging the fact that they've seen visible gold in 6 of the 11 drill holes. In a first-pass drill program, if you can find visible gold in 50% of your drill holes, I'd say that's quite encouraging. Now, that said, these are centimeter-wide veinlets often, so the real key to Rompus is going to be, can you put together an interval that sticks together and can generate significant tonnage, and that's the purpose of the drilling, and that remains to be seen at this point. But certainly, initial indications are encouraging.
As you mentioned, they're drilling currently on the portion of their land that is under private ownership, and I just want to point out, in a prior press release, Mawson indicated that a key appeal decision for their permitting on their public lands is expected in Q2, so hopefully they will hit that timeline and be able to move forward on their public lands. Time will tell. So that's encouraging what you said about what they've achieved so far with their drill results. And I'll tell you, one of the things that attracted me to Mawson initially was the management team led by CEO Mike Hudson. He's continued to impress me with the running of the company in that the permitting process has taken quite some time. Finland is notoriously slow. All this time that while we're sitting here as shareholders waiting for them to move forward, what Mike and his team have done is they've looked for ways to increase shareholder value. So there's been quite a bit of corporate activity. Why don't we talk now about what's coming up for shareholders here?
Okay, and I will agree with you wholeheartedly. I've known Mike Hudson since 1997, back when we were just both dumb field geologists, and he has made the transition. Not only was he a good geologist, but now he's a very good CEO and a manager. This Mawson team has a very strong management, very strong shareholdings, institutional holdings. In that regard, Mawson has spun out essentially all their other projects to various entities, and we'll go through that right now. They spun all their gold assets in Peru out to a new company called Darwin Resources. It will come on the board here sometime, probably in the next 4 weeks or so, with about 26 million shares outstanding. Each current Mawson shareholder will end up with 1/3 of a share of Darwin Resources, and the company will start out with $4 million of cash. Concomitantly, they spun all their uranium projects in Scandinavia, and that would be in Finland and Sweden, to a new entity, which is morphed from an old entity called Turnagain Energy. And people who follow uranium space will know that Turnagain Energy is a mover and shaker in Slovakia. So that new company is called European Uranium Resources. Each Mawson shareholder will get 1/5 of a share of the newly formed company. It will have 52.3 million shares when this is completed, well over $8 million in cash, and a very interesting and economically robust project in Slovakia called Kruskova. And this is arguably one of the best uranium assets in the world, with 28.5 million pounds of very high-grade uranium, 0.56%. It's an unconformity-style uranium deposit that has a pre-feasibility study on it. So one of the attractive things of this, and long-term shareholders of Mawson will know that Areva was a big player with Mawson. Areva still holds about 9% of Mawson. Now European Uranium Resources has Areva as a significant shareholder, with a member of the board of directors and a strategic alliance for technical services. So not only do you get arguably the largest or second largest uranium company in the world in Areva as a shareholder, but you get their political and technical expertise operating in Europe. So this is a win-win situation for every Mawson shareholder.
As of what date will Mawson shareholders then be able to participate in these two spinouts?
The effective date is April 30th, so the way I read it, you have until April 30th to get this dividend, and you and I just have done a quick back-of-the-envelope calculation, and it looks like this, using current share prices and the recent private placement price of Darwin, this is worth about 20 cents a share to Mawson shareholders. So you're essentially getting a 20-cent dividend with upside in the fact you're going to become a shareholder of two other companies. You talked a little bit before about how Mawson has been beaten up, and it has been beaten up, as has the general market, but is my opinion, it's actually performed quite a bit better than the general gold and uranium markets. It has built a tremendously strong chart over the last couple of years, or since people really became aware of Rompus, and I had a little bit to do with that because I took on Mawson at $1, and in 7 trading days it was $2.68. That beside, we were looking at a base price of somewhere between $1 and $1.75. Now it's trading about $1.20. You do the math and you add the 20-cent dividend, you haven't really lost that much in Mawson. It is my opinion the market's already factored in the spin-out. And that will be known for sure after Darwin starts trading sometime in early May. European Uranium Resources, that part of the deal has essentially been completed at this point.
Well, thanks, Mickey, for your interpretations and your opinions. And for anyone interested, Mawson trades on 2 major exchanges. They trade on the Toronto Stock Exchange Big Board under the symbol MAW. They also are traded on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol MRY. Again, Mickey, thanks. You're always appreciated here, and I look forward to our next resource chat, but even more so, our next baseball chat. You take care now.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. Always a pleasure.